believe what that book says, not what your feelings say. We're going to have a faith review right now. Let's just go to 1 John. When you finally decide and learn, it took me a long time to come to this. I had to study it for a long time. In the fifth verse of the first chapter, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Okay. His blood. This is a blood covenant matter. That can't be changed. I can be. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period.
Hallelujah.
I was in South Florida. And it had been pretty rough beating. Oh. Preaching in a small tent. And they bought all the tapes I had. So I ordered more tapes and went to the post office to get them. And all was left of them was a smashed box with a tire tread over the top of the head of them. And I went by the tent, and the tent was, the thing was falling down because of so much water. And I came out from under there, and I was laughing. Gloria was laughing. And she said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "I didn't realize I was this big a threat." The telephone man came by. Got out of his truck. He said, "This your tent?" I said, "No, sir, it belongs to the church, but I'm preaching it." He said, "It's not put up right." He said, "This is sand. You don't hold it with just little tent pegs." He said, "I'll fix it." So he went over there and got in his truck, got the big old auger thing and on, like that, and tied those tent poles, those tent strings, and stretched that tent, and the water just flew everywhere. Problem another one side fixed. And I got some more tapes in. Well, I lost my temper. I really did. I didn't cuss, but boy, I got close. Now I won't go into it. Anyway. I walk in that room. I said, "Lord, I'm not going over it tonight." Why? I said, "Well, you know." I said, I shouldn't have lost my temper like that at that fellow. I heard it on here. "Did you confess it?" I said, "Yes, I did." And I got a huge revelation. He said, "Kenna, when you confess that sin is not when I found out about it." He said, "That's when you got rid of it." So I learned to believe that book instead of how I feel about it. And to just stay with it and just be strong to confess it. Well, I made this big deal about all this money. Big check. And I went and hold $50. Got up early the next morning. Get out of town. Anyway. So I was still rather ticked. So I said, Gloria, let's go by and see your mom and dad. She said, well, and we had stopped in Monroe, Louisiana, and had lunch with a friend there. Got in there, and Mary said, Kenneth, there's a number here. The sheriff needs to talk to you. I said, me? Yeah, sheriff wants to talk to you. So I called him. He said, are you the Reverend Copeland? I said, yes, sir. He said, just a minute, I have a phone number here for you to call. So I called back to Monroe, Louisiana. He said, Brother Copeland, I need you to forgive me. I said, what for? What? He said, when we had lunch today, the Lord impressed me to give you $500, and I didn't do it, but it's already in the mail.
Praise God.
I like to blow it, brother. I heard that there were some things I heard that praying, oh, we got to pay the bills on this thing. Had they said that to me, I said, come on, let's get in here together. I'll help you. But they chose to do it another way. And then gave me this big check, but they were keeping money out of it. Mm. Saying that it was all coming to me, and it wasn't. But God had me covered.
Yes. Praise God.
He had me covered.
Yes.
Just by not allowing that little temper fit, because it really, in fact, I knew what was going on, and it really did just. But anyway, but see, I'm not that man's judge.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it put a vision in me. There's coming a day when I'll have some say-so.
Praise God.
And that's not going to happen around me anymore. And I'll have an opportunity to teach somebody. Well, hey. What better than a Bible college?
Yes. Yeah,
to teach somebody. You don't do that. You come up front with the integrity. I was driving down the street one day in Oklahoma City, and Brother Robert said, Kenneth, I jumped. Now listen to what he said. People will always tell you you can't do it. I don't know why people think it's their place. If you come up with something and say, well, you can't do that. My dad didn't do that. My dad didn't say, oh, you'll kill yourself one of them things. He said, no, boy, you can do it. He didn't cause me to be disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Yeah.
And so... to be able to sow that and plant that in the people's minds. He said, people will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things, you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all cost. One, two, three. Now, finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Yeah.
You go to Him and you spend time with Him.
Yes.
I went up there to our cabin January 1983. didn't know what to do. Spent most of the month of January up there. Went through a cleansing fast. And stayed up there most of the month of January. At the end of it, he said, there's a spiritual storm coming. I said, what is that? He said, I have manifested as the lightning and the fire. I have manifested as the rain. I've been manifested as the wind, but not all three at the same time. And the awakening is coming. And it's here right now. I thought it was going to happen in Fresno the next week. But it didn't. But it started. And that's what happened when it hit Asbury. And all of the attention is on all the other stuff. Well, George Washington had slaves. Yeah, he did. Some were debenture slaves. I'll work for you for so many years to be a citizen of the United States. He had black slaves. He paid them a living wage and left it in his will that they were to be freed forever. Tell that part.
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
It's good.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and George. The Liberty Bell. You know what the Great Jubilee is? Have you studied it in the book of Leviticus? Well, I'm going to give you an assignment. Study that Great Jubilee. That's what Jesus called the acceptable year of the Lord. That's when all debts were canceled and people went back. In the Great Jubilee, out of the 25th chapter of the book of book of Leviticus, let liberty ring throughout the land. The book of Genesis, the book of Leviticus, and they rang it until they broke it. Well, we ought to ring it and ring it and get a vision for this
Come
nation.
Yes.
And we're just going to keep praying and believing God. And let the Lord straighten his nation out. Because his name is on the door. His name is on that original flag. George Washington designed that flag. Amen. I mean, God's name is on the door here. The very first act of Congress was to enter into a divine covenant. Come see your president. And he shocked them all by what he did. He could have done whatever he chose to do. But he entered covenant with God and said, you'll be our God and we'll be your people. And that's the vision we need to portray to our young people about this nation. It's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. Would you stand on your feet, please? Well, I don't know how you'd stand any other way. Father, we thank you tonight that the ministering spirits of God are moving across this nation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, dear Father. We'll go home on this. Daniel chapter 10. In the 4th, 20th month, first day, I was by the side of the great river which is Hiddekel. I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins girded with fine gold of Uphaz, body like beryl, and his appearance like lightning, and his eyes and lamps of fire. And I, Daniel, saw the vision. For the men that were there with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Verse 10. Behold, a hand touched me and set me up on my knees and upon the palms of my hand. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, and understand the words that I speak with thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. And he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and chasten yourself before God, your words were heard, and I'm come for your words. I'm here because you prayed. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is Iran, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained with the kings of Persia. Verse 20, and he said, knowest thou therefore that I come unto thee? Now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. When I'm gone forth, the prince of Greece will come. Wicked spirits in the heavens fighting against this nation. Fighting against leaders of universities.
Yes.
That don't have a clue what to do about it. But you and I do.
Hallelujah.
And we can intercede for
yes.
them. And we can pray your will be done yes. on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And hold fast to what we know. There is. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
there is a prince of the United States of America. And it's not a devil. Now, there are those that come against the leaders of the country. She has an angel.
Amen.
Amen.
That came on the day of the inauguration of George Washington as president of this nation. He set it in motion.
Amen.
And we're going to depend on that. And we're going to teach our children. And we're going to walk in it.
So when I moved to Wisconsin, I was trying to find ways to do what I love to do, to outreach, to bring the message of the gospel out there. So I started connecting with somebody that owned a newspaper in California. It was a bilingual Christian newspaper, and I called him up and I said, why don't we bring an edition of that newspaper to Wisconsin? We have a growing Hispanic community, and I think it would serve them well to have, you know, this would be the first Hispanic, well, bilingual paper that was Christian in Wisconsin. So we did that. I just pick up the phone and I called the White House and I shared with them that I was the editor of this small Christian newspaper in Wisconsin and that I wanted to cover events at the White House that, you know, would be interesting events to add to the newspaper. So over the, you know, a period of almost 8 years, because of George W. Bush, I was able to go back and forth and cover stories. One of my congressmen from the district that I lived became the USAID administrator under Trump. He knew me very well. I texted him and I said, are there any jobs in the administration? I'm just asking, do you have any opportunities at USAID? And he said, you know, Camille, do you realize that you have to move to DC? And I said, I realize that. And so that started the trajectory to get me through the confirmation process to get into USAID. And so I was transferred from USAID into the faith office at the White House with Paula White. I wish I could tell you, I mean, yes, I use my brain, but I wish I could tell you I planned it and, you know, and it was all me, but it really wasn't, because even getting into the White House was just God. It was, I almost felt like I got into the White House from the kitchen. Like I went through the back door and then went in. You know, I mean, I just felt like God just snuck me right in. There's always a purpose. There's always a plan. Nothing's happenstance. You don't have to have a PhD in whatever or have a history of, you know, being in politics. You know, God's going to use you. It doesn't matter who you are. It is your responsibility to become part of your community within, you know, it could be a small village, you know, board or, you know, or even a PTA leader. But be part of, you know, your community so that you can make a difference in your world. You know, God has a destiny for each and every one of us, and it will happen. But you have to be willing and obedient to follow the call. I got connected with Kenneth Copeland Ministries in the mid-2000s. I knew that it was imperative for me to get those tools to be able to survive in this arena of politics. And that which I was obtaining, that which I was learning and soaking in, that was not just for me and my children, but it was also for those elected officials that I was ministering to. I'm using my journalism tool to minister to these people. And I was giving them my own devotionals and things like this. I was running out of stuff. So I told somebody at KCM what my life was like and that I had no tracks or anything to give these politicians. So then you invested in me and you gave me the your classic daily devotional that I gave to so many politicians. You have a track record of being somebody that's trustworthy, that is honest, that is kind, that wants the best for them, because I really do. And people pick that up, especially in politics where there's so much evilness within those circles. It's been a very interesting journey in which I was able to integrate the faith component with the political component.
Many solutions to problems don't prevent the same issue from happening again. However, when you set out on a faith project, your faith in God will grow up and become greater than your problem so that you can live free from then on. In the audio series, Growing Your Faith, Kenneth Copeland teaches where our power as believers comes from and how to use that power like he did. From this series, you can learn core values for every believer: how to live by faith, walk in the light of the love of Jesus, be led by the Holy Spirit, and honor God. You have a farmer's heart through the Spirit of God, sowing spiritual seed and harvesting by the power of God. Jesus came to give you life. You have the same measure of the life of God that Jesus did. It just takes wisdom from God to use it and live the way that Jesus demonstrated, seeing your faith change the world around you. Get a good foundation for life on which to build your calling and purpose by growing your faith. Discover how to apply God's faith, His Word, and His very life to your circumstances and live the life He has for you. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's MP3 series entitled Growing Your Faith. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that it's a good plan to prosper you and give you hope and a future. Ephesians 2:10 shares how you are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus so you can do the good things he's planned for you long ago. God chose you in advance, and when you are united with Christ, you receive an inheritance from God, and he makes everything work out accordingly to his plan. So, this good plan is available to you, but it is not automatic. It takes a heart turned towards God and a decision to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. So pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God, you're born again and Jesus is your Lord. God has delivered you from the power of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his dear Son. You have access to the blessing of the Lord, which is eternal life, healing, and divine health and prosperity. Today is the beginning of your new life in Christ. To help you get started, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you a free gift called the Salvation Package. It includes a book, He Did It All For You, and includes some information to help guide you through reading and studying your Bible. Use these free resources to learn how to search the scriptures and find God's covenant promises to you that can bless every part of your life. To request your gift today, go to kcm.org and select the Salvation Package. Now, another way to build your faith and grow spiritually is to come to the Southwest Believers Convention, July 29th through August 3rd at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come and be totally immersed in the Word of God for 6 whole days in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith. As Brother Copeland says, one word from God could change your life forever. For more information to register for this free event, go to kcm.org/events. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.